World leaders at the second day of the UN summit about how rapidly rising food prices are aggravating hunger focused today on more donations for emergency aid and greater efforts to increase food production. The UN's World Food Program itself pledged $1.2 billion in food aid for 75 million people. The United Nations is also encouraging summit participants to start undoing a decades-long legacy of agricultural and trade policies that many blame for the failure of small farmers in poor countries to feed their own people. Christina Amaral, an expert on the soaring food prices issued at FAO's Emergency Operations Services, has recently visited Burkina Faso and Mozambique. She told us the decisions that need to be made to help the poor of sub-Saharan Africa.
Definitely more investment in agriculture. I mean, Africa is probably one of the few continents with still lots of land that has not really been used to its full potential. It's also a myth that soils are very fertile. They are not. Sometimes you have soils and they have been used and used over and over again without any reposition of the nutrients. So you need to improve soil fertility. Fertilizer is one of the tools for that. And only 6% of farmers have access to improved seeds. So they take their crop, they take part of the crop, they replant that again, and they replant again, and then you have 600 kilos per hectare in some crops like maize, where usually you can have 10 tons, 12 tons. You wouldn't make any money in a commercial agriculture if you have less than that. And they have such low yields that it will not take much of the existing technology to double the production and the productivity in Africa. So they're waiting for this committed to be translated into action and some money really flowing into investments in agriculture that are badly needed.